Have you ever had your tween come to you and just say, "I don't get it." But when you ask what part they don't get, they just shrug. And before you know it, you're giving a full-on lesson, walking through 17 examples, wondering if any of them will even stick. If you've ever experienced that, this week's for that moment. More importantly, for what to do instead of that, because asking questions is a skill. And most kids, they don't know how to do it yet. So, in the next few minutes, I'm going to show you how to help your tween ask better questions so they don't shut down the moment they hit a wall. And you'll also learn how to hold back from over-explaining, even when it's tempting. I'm very guilty of this. And what to say instead when their question is vague or totally off track. If we haven't met yet, I'm Marina Joy. I homeschooled for 11 years, and I've created this 12-week homeschool challenge because those middle school years made me rethink everything. And it turns out that a lot of what, when kids are like struggling with the material, it's actually struggling to form a clear question to get an answer so they can do the thing. I know once we worked on that, things got easier. Now, if you're not in the challenge yet, click the link. I believe it's in the comments, and you can join the challenge there. You don't have to catch up, there's no pressure. We just have one clear focus each week to help you move through your homeschooling with less friction. And if you're planning for the fall, it will help you get your mind in a different mindset so that it will be smoother. If you're watching this live, please go ahead and type hashtag live in the comments. And if you're watching the replay, please let me know by typing hashtag replay. I'd love to know that you joined me. What is one question your tween has asked recently that made you think, wait, how do you not know that? No judgment, just real life. We have all been there. The thing is, there are so many things for our kids to learn that they can't possibly just absorb everything. Some things we need to intentionally teach. And when we haven't, and they haven't just randomly picked it up, then they're going to ask those questions that just leave you shaking your head going, huh? How do you not know that? All right, let's go through this week's focus. Number one, we want to normalize I don't know. Now, the goal here isn't to get your tween to never need help. I know we are working towards getting independent learners, 100%. However, what I also have learned myself the hard way is we need each other. So we still need to be able to ask questions. Your tween needs to be able to ask questions. That doesn't mean they're not an independent learner. We need to help them ask questions so they're thinking independently. So then they can ask a question, get the answer that they need, and go back to doing the work. So when they say, I don't get it, instead of jumping in with a full explanation, try asking, what part doesn't make sense? So have them articulate what they need help with. That is also a skill. They might not be able to articulate that well the first time or the second time or the 15th time, but keep at it. What part doesn't make sense? If they can't articulate it, can you point to the part that doesn't make sense? And go from there. Or you might say, can you tell me what the question's asking? So you want to get them to rephrase the question that they're trying to answer, because if they can't rephrase it, it's likely they don't understand what the question is actually asking. So of course they're not going to be able to answer that question. So then you can offer them some help or some conversation around, okay, how can we figure out what this question is asking? And approach it inquisitively with curiosity, exploration, instead of just giving them the answer. Or you could try asking, did you get stuck on the instructions or on the problem? So think about math books. Many, many kids have trouble with math, so this is probably an example that will hit home. But as they're asking you to solve some equations, they usually have an instruction at the top. Now, if your kid is having trouble with the instruction at the top, that is a solvable problem. Okay, let's figure out what those words mean so we know what we're even supposed to do. Or do they understand what's being asked, but they don't actually understand how to apply that instruction to get to the answer? That's a skill that we're building, knowing how to form the question and not just sit there being confused. But it takes practice. So be patient and walk them through how to ask the question. Normalize that I don't know. Number two, teach them to pause before giving up. This is a character skill, and it's going to take time. It's easy just to throw up your hands and say, I don't know how to do this. I'm giving up. A lot of tweens, they get stuck. They immediately shut down because they feel like if I don't understand this, this reflects poorly on me. I am a bad student. I am stupid. Not true. So let's teach them to take a breath, to pause, to develop some of that growth mindset, as in, okay, I'm stuck on this. That doesn't mean I'm a bad person. Doesn't mean I am dumb. It means I need to take a breath and assess and figure out what is going on here and not shut down. So we want to stretch that moment and ask, what do you already know about this? Like, let's go for the win. What do they know already? Because they do know stuff about the thing, even if it's only a tiny thing that they know. And when they tell you, say, okay, fabulous. What else do we know? What else do we know? So you're trying to expand their thinking so they can see, oh, I do know some things around here. Because when you figure out what they do know, then you can figure out that slice that they don't know, that missing piece. And then you have something to work with. You might also stretch the moment and ask, what would you try first? So this gets some of that critical thinking. They're going to have to think through the process. Or, like I like to say, sometimes they have to play the movie and go, okay, in order to get to this result, what has to happen first, second, third, all of the sequencing. And get it down to what do you need to do first? Sometimes just getting that first step down makes everything less overwhelming. I know I do this right now. As I'm working, I will take what I have to do, and then I'll go, okay, what do I need to do, like the very next action that I need to take, and I'll write it down. And the act of writing it down, even if it's like, I need to get out the calculator, because maybe they're doing math with a calculator. Okay, get out the calculator. What happens when you write it down, even though it's a simple step, is it slows your brain down and gets you focused on the very, very next step. And then here comes the dopamine hit. Because then you can, okay, go get the calculator. All right, I'm gonna go get the calculator. But also, what it does is if you get distracted, because what middle schooler doesn't get distracted? There's so many things that are distracting. And they're like, oh, where was I? They look at their paper. Oh, right, go get the calculator. So then they can go get the calculator. They come back, they can cross that off. If you've ever had a to-do list and cross things off and had that little whoo, dopamine hit, feels good. You feel like you've accomplished stuff. In fact, sometimes we write things on a list so we can cross them off. I know there are some of you that are probably doing that because we love that feeling of accomplishment. So let your kid do that. They've written it down, they've gotten the calculator. Good. Cross it off. What's the next thing? Write it down. Now, I'm not saying they have to do that for every single question, every single time, but if they've come to you and they're like, I don't know how to do this. I'm ready to give up. I'm just shutting down. And you want to stretch that moment and get them past it and get them to gain momentum so they can get their work done. Say, what would you try first? Get them to write it down, do the thing. Cross it off. What would you do next? Write it down, do the thing, cross it off. They're going to gain momentum. And as they gain momentum, they might not have to keep writing things down. It's a tool, so we want to use that tool. Number three, don't overteach. This one I am so guilty of. My daughters ask me a question, I give them a 5-year plan. It got to the point where they're like, Mom, I just need yes or no. I don't need an explanation. I don't need all of the possible things that I could need to know about this one thing. I just need this little micro answer. Maybe you've never done that. Fabulous. But if you have, know that you're not alone. All right. We need to say, well, tell me what you remember, or tell me what you know, so that you know where they're starting from, and then give a little context. You can also say, would you like the long answer or the short answer? Sometimes they might want the long answer. Maybe they're just procrastinating. Maybe they're curious. Sometimes they're just like, I just need the short answer because they just need that next piece in order to keep going. We want them to be reaching for the answer. They might just need a little reminder and then they can keep going. So we need to give them that space to think it through, give them what they need, give them the space to think it through and keep going. And let it not be about us and how excited we are about the thing or all the things we know, or we're excited that they asked. This is really hard, but so valuable if you can remember just to say, tell me what you remember. All right, now do you want the long answer or the short answer? It also helps them feel a little bit empowered, like, okay. I can get as much information as I need. I don't want a big lecture or a big long explanation. I just need to get going. And you can give them that. So we don't want to overteach. All right, so the three things again for this week's focus, we want to normalize, I don't know. We want to teach them to pause before just giving up. And we don't want to be overteaching. So, what is your move this week? Pick one small shift. Even if you're headed into summer already, think about this. Think of one small shift. As your tweens are asking you stuff throughout the summer, or they have questions, or they want to give up on stuff, maybe you want to let them sit in silence a little bit longer. get them to think about things. Maybe you need to help them rephrase a question. Maybe instead of giving a TED talk when they answer a question, you stop and ask, do you want the long or the short version? You don't have to overhaul everything. We just want to start making space for your tweens to be asking better questions. Also, those questions are an indication that they're thinking. So, questions are a good thing. Now, if this kind of content is what you've been craving and it feels like the kind of support you want more of, join the 12-week homeschool challenge. You'll get a new focus each week, not a checklist that's not busy work. It's mostly like how you're thinking about teaching and working with your tween in these middle school years when you're moving from child rearing to more, you're more like a coach. And that's a hard transition. And the 12-week homeschool challenge helps your thinking get into that more coaching kind of mindset so we can move our tweens to being more independent in their learning. So this was week 9. You can start anytime, no pressure, just a path forward. In the comments, you'll find the link, and I hope you'll join us next week. All right.